February 1861, Abraham Lincoln stopped in Philadelphia on his way to Washington, D.C., where he'd be inaugurated as the nation's 16th president. On the 22nd of that month, he attended a ceremony at Independence Hall, where he was due to raise the nation's flag over its most storied building. Lincoln gave an impromptu address in the Great Hall in which he confessed he was overwhelmed to stand in the same spot as the Founding Fathers. He spoke, "I am filled with deep emotion at finding myself standing here in the place where were collected together the wisdom, the patriotism, the devotion to principle from which sprang the institutions under which we live. I have never had a feeling politically that did not spring from the sentiments embodied in the Declaration of Independence. It was that which gave promise that in due time the weight should be lifted from the shoulders of all men and that all should have an equal chance." He continued, "Now, my friends, can this country be saved upon that basis? If it can, I will consider myself one of the happiest men in the world if I can help to save it. If it can't be saved upon that principle, it will be truly awful. But if this country cannot be saved without giving up that principle, I was about to say I would rather be assassinated on this spot than to surrender it. Whether it be deemed fitting, coincidental, or fated to be so, Abraham Lincoln's body came to rest in the very hall in which he offered his life for his country 4 years prior. His funeral train having arrived at Broad and Washington Avenue and been escorted by soldiers black and white to this hall, more than 85,000 Philadelphians came here to pay their respects to the great emancipator. Maybe the Philadelphia Bulletin summed it best. Tonight, Lincoln's body will rest at the feet of the statue of the most illustrious of the early apostles of American freedom. It will be surrounded with the effigies of the great representative men who gave power and glory to the United States."